Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Fisher. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Bresud reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Bresud scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bryan for a passed ball. Yastrzemski moves to third. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to home. Bryan drops the ball. Yastrzemski scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Clinton goes all the way around to score. Runnels moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to home to get Runnels. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Malzone moves to third. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards short. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco, who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bressude hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brian for a passed ball. Geiger moves to third. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bresud is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Aluzik hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Pfister now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Yastrzemski strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alozic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Alozic moves to third. One out. Gino Cimoli pinch hits for Dan Pfister. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco, who is chasing the ball. Nixon reaches third base with a triple. Runnels scores. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Schilling strikes out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bressuit moves to third. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-3 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. One out. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Aluzik takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Alozic moves to third. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-3 in the game. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Alozic scores. Causey moves to second. Two outs. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Williams now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schilling for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Arnold Early now pitching. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-4 in the game. Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Alozic strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.